It's my review, the review.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning back in to another episode of
The Review.
This week, our book is Sleeping with a Psychopath by Carolyn Woods. Yeah, so let's get straight into it. Storyline. Carolyn, a pensioner who sold her house, been through a divorce, finally feeling like herself, a vivacious something-year-old. Someone walks into her shop one day to buy suits and other stuff, and it turns into a whirlwind
romance.
Basically, guys, he 419'd her out of £850,000. The writing. Since I was little, I really love it when people do something different with their book. So I really adore the fact that she inserted little snippets of the texts that she exchanged between her and other people flittering throughout the book, especially a lot at the beginning. That structure changed later on, which there's nothing wrong with. I also love the fact that she had the confidence to tell her story. However, I didn't appreciate the way that she spoke on behalf of others. There were a lot of assumptions. I was so disappointed when it got to the point where she was revealing him as a psychopath. First of all, it happened so early on, like within the first two or three chapters. Secondly, again, it was based on an assumption. In as much as everyone else that went through that also describes him as a psychopath, she wrote a whole book called Sleeping with a Psychopath because of the ideation that he is. So I hated the false pretense on which they gave the title of the book.
The worst thing about prison was the Dementors. They were flying all over the place.
Yeah. I have to say, she really let him take her for a ride, because by the second day, he was making demands as to her response to his text messages. He expected her to reply straight away. Huge red flag? No? Just me? Okay. There was so much repetition in the book. I felt like she was telling me the same story over and over again. And to an extent, I felt like she was just trying to pick up words to make the book longer. This book could have been done in like a quarter or a third of the amount of the pages that there actually are. Life lessons. This book made it easy for me to see how manipulative people can be when they are trying to groom you. For example, like I mentioned, he immediately made a demand for her to reply his messages straight away. They were in a car park after their first date, which was the second day she knew him. And he fingered her at the car, and she didn't think it was abuse because of his character. So you can imagine what a hold he already had on her that quickly in. Like, when I say manipulative, guys, he was really manipulative. It got to a point where he even booked an appointment for plastic surgery for her and made it seem as if it was just for Botox, just for them to come and say that she should have a facelift. Thank God she didn't, because imagine if after all that you were still left with the face that he made you get. God help us. I also learned how easy it can be to make excuses for people or to choose to see what they're doing in a different light purely because it doesn't look as though they have bad intentions. It's difficult to find the right balance, so that's another thing I learned, to be very careful and to be very aware of red flags. Finally, the isolation tactic abusers use. He quickly isolated her, telling her to give up the home that she loved, giving him control of her money and moving her into a place where she hated, but he made it seem they could see more of each other, which they never did in the end. It just made me realize how important it is to have a solid group of friends who are willing to intrude your personal space to make sure that you are walking in the right way or doing the right thing. Unfortunately, I also don't believe that the book made her look that good, because the way that she described herself, she was someone who kind of throws a bit of hissy fit here and there. She really thinks highly of herself and doesn't seem like she has the best kind of attitude. Also, I feel like she had this air of entitlement around her where she believed that the police had to inform her on certain things that I didn't believe she had to be informed on. However, there are other aspects where it shows that the police didn't really do their job or didn't take her seriously, especially when it came to the loss of certain documentation she had given them on multiple occasions. Fair dues, but again, she didn't show herself in a good light, so it makes, instead of her being the victim, it made her look like the bad guy. After reading the book, I decided to watch the BBC documentary, which I think her 15 minutes in there telling the story said everything that needed to be said. And in as much as this shed light on certain things, I feel like interviews or subsequent interviews would have done that, and it didn't warrant having a book. And it felt like, oh yeah, it's a big story, let's write a book. There are times in there where it felt like she hadn't even filtered through her thoughts yet and she was doing that with us. There were times where she was in the past, then she was in the present, talking about the past, trying to justify certain things, which didn't make it a smooth read, to be quite honest with you. The Christian take. Oh my, am I grateful for the Holy Spirit. I know that it doesn't exempt us from ending up in abusive relationships, but God, does it make the whole journey that much easier, both getting into it, being in it, and on the other side of it, the healing process. So my review of the book is that I didn't like it, unfortunately. I really tried my best. I wanted to love this book. I picked it off the shelf with like, oh yeah, this is gonna be the best book of the season. Yeah, no, didn't like it. But it maybe it's just not my cup of tea. What are your thoughts if you've read it, thinking of reading it? I'm gonna link the Sky documentary down below if you wanna watch that instead. It's an interesting story, but I feel like the book kind of put me off the entire story. It's a good learning point, I guess. I won't lie to you guys, it was a struggle to get through this book. It's taken me so much longer, probably three times as long as it's taken me to read all the other books so far. And I had days where I was just like, I don't even want to do the video when I had finished reading the book.
It's my review. The review.
I'll be still, Lord, and know that you're